Got it, got it. Now we are going to discuss about the functional group. So, what is a functional group? In the last class, we have discussed about methane, methane, like propane, propane, propyne, if you remember that. Like alkene means single bond, alkene means double bond, and alkyne means triple bond. Now, you need to see there are functional group. So, first, if I talk, suppose if there is a OH always attached like the same O, and there is a H. This is called alcohol group, alcohol, and its suffix known as ol. Okay, I'm telling you what is these, but just focus on that. It is called ol. Another is known as like C, double bond O H. And it is written as CHO. Okay, C double bond. This is how it will look like in the structure. C double bond H. So it is a CHO. It is called aldehyde. Aldehyde. And the suffix name is al. Okay, al. Al. Now there is a ketone group. It's the C double bond O, something like that. So whenever you see that C double bond O, so this is CO, and CO is called ketone. Ketone. And ketone is what? One. On. Like non, methanon, ethanon, propanon. Okay? On. Okay. Now the last, it is C double bond O, and it is H. So this is C double bond O H. So if you see this, so this is COOH. So COOH is known as carboxylic acid. So this is carboxylic acid. So this is known as the oic acid. Oic acid. So what these are? So these are the suffix. Okay, these are the name. So alcohol name is alcohol structure is OH, aldehyde structure is CHO, ketone structure is CO. Can you just see CO? CO is always coming in between.
Yes.
Okay, like this side, left side and right side, there is a chain, and the COOH, it is a C double bond O and OH. This is called carboxylic acid. So now, if I tell you the further one. Have you learned that? You have 20 seconds. Just quickly learn it right now.
Yes, I'm okay with it.
Okay. So how's days are going on?
They're going on, I would say, slow during the most parts of the weekdays from Monday to Friday, but I would say for the most part they're going pretty long because the schools haven't reopened yet, and I don't think they will anytime soon.
Okay, and what about Corona? Like it is like people are going out or not?
Some people, yeah, but our version of our disease control center called the CDC, they are recommending that now people should start wearing masks when they proceed outside.
Okay, so there is a lockdown, right?
What happened? A lockdown?
There is a lockdown or not?
They didn't necessarily say it was a lockdown. They just said like just no, they didn't really declare it a lockdown emergency like in India, as I would say.
Okay.
But it is
Oh.
basically a lockdown, more or less.
Okay, got it. Okay, so this is what? This is the oil cassette. And now if I talk about further. Okay, the first one was if I discuss, can you just see that? I told you this is all. And all means this is alcohol. So alcohol can be written as, see, if I say methanol, so methanol. Methanol means meth means one, and ol
Yes.
means alcohol. So it means one carbon, and there should be one OH. OH is
Yes.
the indication of all, and the and rest side there is a H.
Yes.
So don't combine it, so it become CH3OH. Did I tell you all these or not?
Oh yes, you told me all these.
I told you all these.
Yes, I'm not all of them. You did not say keto ketoning
carboxylic acid. Did I explain these in the last class?
You only explained alcohol and aldehyde, not ketone and carboxylic acid.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you already know the alcohol and ketone? The aldehyde?
Yes, aldehyde, yes.
Okay. Now, if I talk about... Okay, so can you tell me, if I say to you pentanyl?
Pentanyl.
So, pentanyl means 5-carbonyl means aldehyde?
Yes.
So, the carbon will be included in that? Mm-hmm. C double bond H, it is CHO?
Yes.
And rest side, there will be hydrogen. So, it would be C4H9 and CHO, am I right?
Yes.
So, this is the formula of pentanyl. Okay. Now, if I talk about the ketone group, remember, okay, as I told you, ketone always comes in between the two one, right? So, yes. If ketone wants to come in between, so at least how many members we need?
What do you say, sorry?
See, if I'm saying if somebody is want to come in between two people, right?
Yes.
So, total how many people we need? At least three, na?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose if a child is not sleeping in his room because of some he's frightened because of ghost. So now he's going to parents' room and parents were sleeping. So now if he is coming in between the parents, so total how many members are there?
Three,
right? So it means if you want to come in between of any two people, so obviously total become three, right?
Uh-huh.
So ketone, so if I talk about ketone, so methanol and butane, methanol and ethanol, is it possible?
If it's methanol, for methane and butane, that will not be possible.
Yes, so it means if I talk about the methanol and ethanol, it is not possible completely, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it means, but propanol is possible?
Yes, because it's three.
Yes, so propanol is completely possible. So now, if I say that, so this is CO, and right side there is a CH3, and this is also CH3, right? Mm-hmm. So what would be the formula? Remember, you can't combine this and this together. So you have to write as the structure is saying, like CH3. CO, CH3. Got it?
Yes.
Like this side, it is CH3. Some people say like, oh, this is CH3, this is CH3. So it becomes C2H6. No, never say that. Why? Because the CO always remain in between. Right? Yeah. Like that. So in this structure, it is not in between. That's why you can't make it. I hope you are getting that.
Yes.
Okay. So now after that, if I want to make, okay, this is the about the method prop. If I talk about butanol, so remember, always leave the first position. Like now, you can make it on this group and this group both, right?
Mm-hmm.
So always leave first position and make a ketone this side. Okay.
Yes.
Always leave one position of that. Okay. So this will become, what is the formula of that now? So you will say it is C2H6, C2H5,
mm-hmm.
CO and CH3. So it is what? It is known as butanol. Butanol. Okay. Why? Because it is 4. Are you getting that?
Yes.
Okay. Can you make a structure of pentanol?
Sure. A pentanol, you said?
Yes. Pentanol. 5-carbon.
Okay. Got it. So you draw, wait, can I draw over here or on the...
No, you have to draw and okay. Tell me the formula.
Okay. So the formula for that would just be CH3, CO, CH3.
What?
You said for pentanol, right?
Pentanol.
Oh, pentanon. Sorry, I thought you said pentanol. Sorry, let me just draw.
No. Pentanol is already done. Now, alcohol group is already done.
Yes. Let me just draw it right now.
Yeah, sure.
Give me one second. I'm just erasing something.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Wait, quick question. How do you write ketone again? Sorry, is it it's COOH, right?
No. This is CO. CO is a non. On, no? Oh. This is butanon. See, I'm telling you, pentanon. Pentanon means 5-carbon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And non means C double bond O, and it is always coming in between. So I told you, leave only one position.
Yes.
Okay, just leave only first part, and it is also in between.
Okay. Like,
these three are middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So always choose this left side portion, okay? This right side portion.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually wrote, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh no, what I'm saying is I actually wrote it down. It's just that like I got confused between carboxylic and ketone, sorry.
Okay, got it. No, I haven't studied the carboxylic now, so I will tell you, don't worry. So yeah, it becomes C3H7CO. And CH3, am I right?
Yes.
This is what? This is pentanon. Okay, can you make a structure for me? Hexanon?
Hexanon, sure. So the structure for hexanon will be C4H9. COCH3.
What you said? C4H9?
COCH3.
Very right. Very good. Yes. Why? Because 4 will be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 or 9, and it would be CO and it would be CH3. Very good. Okay. So I hope the ketone is clear to you.
Yes.
Now what will we do? If ketone group is presented on the like some different carbon, like see that if carbon is something like that, okay, and ketone group is present on that, so what would be the name of this? So see, you can start the counting from anywhere, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it is also 4 if we start from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, right? So ketone, yes, group is present on the fourth carbon, am I right?
Uh-huh.
So you will call it as a 7 is what? Like meth, eth, prop, bute, pent, hept, right? Hept.
Yes, hept.
So hept 4 non. Okay. It means carbon is 7 and at the fourth position there is a ketone group, non. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now you won't say heptanon. You have to mention that at what position. So you will call it as heptanon. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now you have to tell me what is the name of that compound.
Sure.
Always start the numbering from that side where functional group is near. Okay. You can see that this ketone group is coming near from right side or left side?
It's coming from the, what do you say, sorry?
Ketone group is quite near from the right side or left side?
It's quite near to the right side.
Yeah, so start numbering from the right side.
Mm-hmm. So then it'll just be oct for none.
Very good, very good. Yes, completely right. I hope you got it, how to solve that.
Yes, you gotta mention what position it's in.
Yeah, so this is all about the ketone, and we have done the ketone. Now, what we have to start? Any guesses?
Sorry, what? Next is going to be carboxylic.
Yeah. Carboxylic is COOH. And COOH means it is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what do you think? Methanoic acid is possible or not?
It won't be possible.
Possible or not possible?
Not possible.
Okay, let me check. See, one carbon is required.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the carboxylic, okay. COOH. So if you see very carefully, carbon is done with the only three. So now can I put one hydrogen? Yes. So this is the carboxylic group and this is that carbon. So we can write it as HCOOH. Yes, it is possible. Okay.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. See, this is H now, so we can write the H. H is everywhere. Okay, that one carbon is included in the functional group, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
From the name, it seems like it is not possible, but yes, it is possible. Why? Because valence, we need to fulfill the four valency, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ethanoic acid is oic acid. Why I'm saying oic? Because its suffix is oic. Its suffix is oic. Okay. Ethanoic acid is possible?
Yes.
Of course. See, this carbon will become carboxylic. And here is the HCHHH. So its formula become CH3COOH, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is called ethanoic acid. Got it?
Yes.
Are you sure that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you make a structure of propanoic acid for me?
Sure. The formula for that will be C2H5COOH.
Yeah, what did you say?
The formula is C2H5COOH.
One, let me check. C2H5COOH, right?
Yes.
Okay, very right. Any single doubt in this?
Nope.
Okay. So if you have already made, then make one more structure, butanoic acid.
Sure. So the formula of that will be C3H7COOH.
C3H7, right?
Yes.
Very good. C3H7, and it will be COOH. Yes, is that clear to you?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so with that, we have completed this main nomenclature. Okay, so now let's discuss about it. Okay, I want to tell you whatever we have discussed is about the chain, right? The open chain structures, carbon-carbon chain structure. Now, we have a closed ring structure. And so I'm talking about the aromatic compounds aromatic compound means sweet smelling compound. They have a good smell. Mm-hmm. Aromatic compounds, and these are like circular ring structure. So most important structure is the benzene. Okay, before I make the benzene, suppose this is the, at every corner there is a carbon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At every corner there is a carbon. So just tell me if this carbon is already attached with, you can see that if this carbon is already attached with the two carbons with each other, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously how many hydrogen are left here? Two, right?
Yes.
That's why four valency is completed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is known as what? This is the cycle structure. So that's why it is known as cyclohexane. Why hexane? Because just count it, how many hydrocarbon are there?
Because there are six.
Yes, that's why it is called cyclohexane. Okay. But that is not aromatic. Why? Because for the aromatic, there should be alternate double bond. Can you just see any double bond here?
There are no double bonds.
Yes. So if I want to make the benzene, so there should be alternate double bond. Okay, there is a structure and there is an alternate double bond like that. Can you just see that?
Yes.
So as there is a double bond, so see if this carbon, so this carbon is attached with how many bond?
That one already has three.
So we have to make only one hydrogen, right?
Yes.
And this carbon?
That one has only one. I mean two, sorry, two.
Really?
Oh, sorry, from that position, sorry. Wouldn't that mean it's three also?
Yes. And this?
That would also be three?
Yes. So can I say every carbon has a three?
Yeah.
So only one hydrogen will come that side?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why its formula is known as C6H6. So just tell me, there is an alternate double bond, yes or no?
Yes.
So this is called the main aromatic compound. This is known as benzene. Okay. So this is name is benzene. This is very common. So when bonds are alternately arranged and carbon-carbon and double bond is there, so its formula becomes the C6H6. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So its smell is good or bad?
Good.
Yeah. So this is known as aromatic compound. So these structures are open structure or closed structures?
These are closed structures?
Yes. I hope you got it.
Yes.
Now. Yes. So this is, suppose a functional group is attached to that side, okay? So this position is known as ortho, okay? This position is known as ortho. This position is known as meta. And this position is known as para, okay? So this is called ortho position. This is called meta position and this is called para position. Don't you think it is also same like that?
Yes.
So this is also called as ortho, okay? This one and this one is same, so this is also called ortho. Mm-hmm. This one and this one is also same, so this is also called meta. And this is the only one that is called para, okay?
Yeah. Yes, because... So, oh, you mind if I say something?
Yeah.
So I would say back a few months ago, we actually did a laboratory experiment with paradichlorobenzene. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Dichlorobenzene.
Paradichlorobenzene.
Paradichlorobenzene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See. There is a benzene. So suppose here it is the chlorine, right? Mm-hmm. So, at the para position, this is ortho, this is meta, and this is the chlorine. So, this is what? So, this is paradichlorobenzene. Got mm-hmm. it?
Yes.
So, this is what? This is the structure. Because there are two benzene, this one and this one. And at the para position they are. So that's why it is called para dichlorobenzene. Clear that?
Yes.
Okay. And meta, if I say meta dichlorobenzene, so you will make a chlorine here. Are you getting my point or not?
Yes.
Okay. So, if I talk about, like, we have discussed about the alcohol. See, do you know the OH group?
Hydroxyl group?
Yeah, hydroxy group, right? Mm-hmm. So, actually, this is known as the alcohol group also, right?
Yes.
Alcoholic group?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I talk about that alcoholic group, so, if this alcoholic group present over the benzene ring, right? Mm-hmm. So, it becomes what? Then it becomes the phenol. I guess you have heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, if benzene ring means alternate double bond, you can also make this alternate double bond like that.
Yes.
Okay. You can make these as a circular structure in the middle. And OH here, so this is known as the phenol. Okay, this is known as what? This is known as phenol. Any doubt here?
No doubt.
Okay. Now, after that, see, if I say that, see, suppose if I say chlorine is attached here, okay? Mm-hmm. So, people also put a name like that. This position is known as 1, this is known as 2. This is known as 3, this is known as 4, and this is known as 5, okay? Oh, sorry. This is the chlorine, right? So, we start from here only, 1.
Yes.
Okay? One position is itself occupied by that group. So, this is 2, this is 3, this is 4, this is 5, and this is 6. Got it?
Yes.
So, it means we can also name not by my orthometa, but also by the 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now, Matthew, if I say that there is a benzene ring, okay, and there is a OH, and one chlorine is attached here, and suppose one chlorine is attached here. So what is the name of that compound?
So, how exactly would you name that since there's one chlorine in the para position and another one in the...
Yeah, I'm telling you. See, this is phenol, right? Benzene, like there is an OH on the benzene.
Yes.
So, if there is an OH on the benzene, this is phenol. Okay.
Yes.
So, there is 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, right?
Yes.
So, at the 4 and 5, there is a chlorine.
Uh-huh.
So, you will call it as 4,5-dichlorophenol. Okay.
Okay.
So 4,5, first assign the position, then write how many chlorine, and then write the complete one. This is phenol. Clear that?
Got it.
Okay. Now, if I say that, okay, always remember, whenever I write in the branching name the C means CH3, so it is always known as a methyl group. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And whenever there is like 2 carbon, so you will call it as a ethyl group. Okay. Mm-hmm. So ethyl group and methyl group. One second. Just give me a second.
It's all right. Take your time.
Is my video visible?
Your video? No.
Okay, got it. Just give me a sec. Yes. Now, if I say there is a carbon structure. Yeah, I told you this is a methyl group, right?
Yes.
So, how many carbon these are? See. Always start the numbering view. Branching is near. This is branch.
Yes.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So at the 2 carbon, there is a methyl group, right?
Yes.
So we will call it as 2-methyl. And this is what? Hexane?
Yes.
So 2-methyl hexane. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose if I write here, RC double bond OH. So this is oic acid, am I right?
Yeah, that's oic acid.
And always remember, numbering should be always start from where functional group is near.
Yes.
Where functional group is near. And functional group is what? Can you just see that? Does the functional group mean?
Yes. That's
so always start numbering from it and cut it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So now it become 5-methyl hexanoic acid, am I right?
Yes.
Why? Because it is a 1 hour class, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is 6 hex and noic acid. Clear that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if I say that, suppose 1C is there. 1C, 1. So, obviously, you know that this is known as methyl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is known as ethyl?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think? What its name?
So, would it be, so, I think, I presume it would be 2-methyl-5-ethyl-hexane?
Yeah, very good. But remember, it should be alphabetically. Just yes. Tell me, ethyl and methyl, which comes first, E or M?
E. So then it'll be 5-ethyl-2.
4.
4 ethyl.
Okay. Like 1, yes. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it should be 4-ethyl-2-methyl. And this is hexane. Am I right?
Yes.
Very simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you have to tell me that. Is it easy or tough?
It's easy. It's just that like I'm kind of screwing because I'm doing something right now. Sorry.
Okay. Just give me a second. Yep. Now. Remember one thing. I'm not making hydrogens, okay? Hydrogen is also there.
Yes.
Never write like that because hydrogen doesn't make helpful in the name and nomenclature, right? But hydrogens are present here, right?
Yes.
So always remember how you have to make hydrogens also.
Yes.
I'm not making hydrogen. Why? Because I'm just trying to explain you the nomenclature right now.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think? What's name? What is the name of that compound?
Just give me a quick second. So the name of that compound will be. Oh, so the name of that compound would basically be 4-ethyl-5-propyl-heptane. So 4-ethyl-5-propyl-heptane.
Don't you think here in this compound, if we start the numbering, so numbering should be start from where branching is near, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, right? So can I say at the 4 there is a ethyl group?
Yes.
And at the 3 there are two methyl group, am I right? Two methyl group. So we can say that 4 ethyl and we can say 3-3 dimethyl, right? 3-3 dimethyl heptane, am I right?
Yes.
Are you getting that? Because at the 3 there are 2 methyl, na?
Yes.
So always assign 2 position, one for that, two, because 2 methyl, so obviously 2 positions, 1 ethyl, so 1 position.
Yes.
Clear that?
Clear.
Okay. I know it seems quite tough, but can you?
No, it's just that, like, I'm there's something just going on in my house. Sorry, it's just that I have to, like, multitask. Sorry about that. So well, that basically would just be two. So sorry, it'll be 2-methyl-3-methyl-4-propyl-5-methyl-heptane.
Okay, and don't you think methyl-methyl can be combined together?
Yeah.
So, like 2-3-5-trimethyl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So combine them. Any guesses?
Yeah, so it'd be 2-3-5-trimethyl-4-propyl-heptane.
Okay, so see, what can we do here? Here, if we start the numbering, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, right?
Yeah.
So if I talk about 4, so okay. See, this is what? This is methyl propyl.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the methyl. So, of course, we can say that 2-3-5-trimethyl-4-propyl-heptane. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, do you know the halogens?
Halogens, yes.
Like chloro, fluoro, bromo?
Yes.
So, like if I make, and I guess I told you already the alkene group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alkene means like double bond?
Yes.
This is CH3 and this is the Cl. Yep. What would be the name of that compound?
So the name of that compound would basically be 3-chloro-2-methyl-pentane. Yes.
Yeah, you were saying very right. Okay. So 3-chloro-2-methyl-pentane. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So how's the life is going on in this corona effect?
It's kind of weird. Sorry, it's just that, like, I'm multitasking right now. I'm sorry I can't pay attention. It's just that, like, I have to do, like, one thing and another. Sorry about that.
Sorry, I didn't get you.
I'm multitasking. I just have to do something around the house. That's why, like, I'm just doing something back and forth. That's why, like, it's kind of hard for me to pay attention.
Okay. What is the name of that compound?
So the name of that compound will just be 3-bromo-2-car-2.
Okay. Remember, whenever there is an alkyl group, na, so it is always better to start from the halogen. Halogen is a kind of functional group, na?
Yes.
So that's why. Okay. So we can say that this is bromo. So one or two. So two. Better to say two bromo.
Okay.
So two bromo, three methyl butane. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So two bromo, three methyl butane. Is that clear or not?
It's clear.
Okay. Now let's ask about the unsaturated carbon. Unsaturated means like when there is a double bond or triple bond. So yeah. See, double bond is at the one carbon and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 carbon, right? Sorry, 4 carbon.
Yes.
So always go that side. Well, like, so it means 1 carbon and 4 carbon, there is a double bond. So better to say 1,4-hex-diene. Okay. And some people also call it as like hex-1,4-diene. Okay. Like if there is only one double bond, so we call it as a hexene.
Yes.
So better to say hex-1,4-diene. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that?
Yes.
Okay, now. And if there is a triple bond, so what do you call it as?
Oh, what type bond, sorry?
If there is a triple bond, so you
triple call bond, it as what? It's called alkyne.
Yep. So, CH triple bond C, CH double bond CH. CH double bond CH2. What is the name of that?
Give me one quick second. CH double bond CH2. So that would be.
Okay. If I start from here, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, right?
Yes.
So double bond is at the 1 and 3, right?
Yes.
So better to total it is 6. So hex.
Yes.
1,3-diene and 5-ine. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So hex 1,3-diene and 5-ine. It is quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes, because it's 1 and 3 for the double bond, and
five
is just for the triple bond.
Yep. Now it is OH and it is also OH. What is the name of that compound?
So sure. So the name of that compound will just be. It'll be butte for.
Okay, butte, and they're all OH, yes. Means all. Am I right?
Yes.
So if all means OH, so we can say that simply. Like 2-all-diol, can I say?
Yes.
So we can say that 2,3-butyl-diol, or we can say like butte 2,3-diol.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, OH, and this is CH3. What is the name of that compound?
So the name of that compound, we'll just give me 1 quick second. So starting from the left-hand side, you start from the left-hand side, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the name of that basically would be, pent.
No, there is a methyl, la.
Methyl, what? Sorry,
There is a methyl group, so better to start from methyl, la, first.
Okay. So then it'll be, 3-methyl.
Yes.
2-all.
No, this, see, all the functional group are suffix, na?
Yes.
Like all aldehyde, these are the suffix, so that's why you can't write it before the naming of complete. Now, see, it is completely pent, right? Mm-hmm. So pent. So these alcohol, these are written as suffix, and these methyl and the branching, it is always written as prefix. So that's why you will call it as a 3-methyl. Okay, you can't say like 2-all. You will write at the suffix because it is for suffix, na? Functional group are suffix.
Yes.
So pent to all. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So 3-methyl pent to all. Are you getting or not?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Feel free to ask anything, okay?
Okay.
Any single doubt, I will tell you definitely. What is the name of that compound? You have already studied that?
Sure. Give me 1 second.
This is CH2. CH2 means aldehyde, you know that.
Yes. Sorry, what did you say?
CH2 means aldehyde.
Yes. So, basically that would be, is that a H over there on the right side or is that a N?
Always start from there.
Okay.
And it is inclusive. You have to include that carbon also. So of course this is butanol. Bute means 4 and al means aldehyde, butanol. You remember? C3H7CHO. You have already studied that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes, what is the name of that compound?
Sure, just let me write it down quickly. So it would be